Chapter 53. Study the Testimonies.
Light will condemn those who do not choose to study and obey. Precious instruction has been given to our people in the books I have been charged to write. How many read and study these books? The light that God has given may be regarded with indifference and unbelief, but this light will condemn all those who have not chosen to accept and obey it. Letter 258, 1907. Ellen G. White urged to call for testimony study. I am instructed to say to our churches, study the testimonies. They are written for our admonition and encouragement, upon whom the ends of the world are come. If God's people will not study these messages that are sent to them from time to time, they are guilty of rejecting the light. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, God is sending instruction to His people. Heed the instruction. Follow the light. The Lord has a controversy with His people because in the past they have not heeded His instruction and followed His guidance. I have been reading Volume 6 of the Testimonies, and I find in this little book instruction that will help us to meet many perplexing questions. How many have read the article Evangelistic Work in this volume? I advise that these directions and warnings and cautions be read to our people at some time when they are gathered together. By far too small a portion of our people are in possession of these books. Letter 292, 1907. Personal study would answer questions. We receive many letters from our brethren and sisters asking for advice on a great variety of subjects. If they would study the published testimonies for themselves, they would find the enlightenment they need. Let us urge our people to study these books and circulate them. Let their teachings strengthen our faith. Let us study more diligently the Word of God. The Bible is so plain and clear that all who will may understand. Let us thank the Lord for His precious Word and for the messages of His Spirit that give so much light. I am instructed that the more we study the Old and New Testaments, the more we shall have impressed on our mind the fact that each sustains a very close relation to the other, and the more evidence we shall receive of their divine inspiration. We shall see clearly that they have but one author. The study of these precious volumes will teach us how to form characters that will reveal the attributes of Christ. Manuscript 81, 1908. Read the testimonies for yourselves. I am at times made very sad as I think of the use made of the testimonies. Men and women report everything that strikes them or that they hear as a testimony from Sister White, when Sister White never heard of such a thing. The only safety for any of us is to plant our feet upon the Word of God and study the Scriptures, making God's Word our constant meditation. Tell the people to take no man's word regarding the testimonies, but to read them and study them for themselves, and then they will know that they are in harmony with the truth. The Word of God is the truth. Letter 132, 1900. Testimonies, Our Protection. I urged our brethren to become acquainted with the teachings that are in the testimonies. God has given us light that we cannot disregard or treat with indifference or contempt. He has let light shine upon us in reproofs and warnings, that we may, if we will, take hold upon it and escape the dangers that beset our pathway. When temptations arise, we may be guarded, and we may discern them because the Lord has pointed them out to us, that we shall not be deceived. Manuscript 23, 1889. The humility that bears fruit, filling the soul with a sense of the love of God, will speak for the one who has cherished it in the great day when men will be rewarded according as their works have been. Happy will be the one of whom it is said, "The Spirit of God never stirred this man's soul in vain. He went forward and upward from strength to strength. Self was not woven into his life." Each message of correction, warning, and counsel he received as a blessing from God. Thus the way was prepared for him to receive still greater blessings, because God did not speak to him in vain. Each step upward on the ladder of progress prepared him to climb still higher. From the top of the ladder, the bright beams of God's glory shone upon him. He did not think of resting, but sought constantly to attain the wisdom and righteousness of Christ. Ever he pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This experience everyone who is saved must have. In the day of judgment, the course of the man who has retained the frailty and imperfection of humanity will not be vindicated. For him there will be no place in heaven. He could not enjoy the perfection of the saints in light. He who has not sufficient faith in Christ to believe that he can keep him from sinning has not the faith that will give him an entrance into the kingdom of God. Manuscript 161, 1897.